certainly expecting Cam to play. Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of Latrobe, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
First practice day of game week. It's a Wednesday. Usually Cam Hayward speaks on Wednesdays. We're going to speak about Cam Hayward with Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette right now. He joins us every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Ray brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. And Ray joining us on the fan hotline, which is... presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
That was close.
That wasn't close. That was just bad. That's bad identification, bad reading. That's the whole deal. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers is not dealing with paralysis by analysis. Hello, Ray.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
Stan Saverin used to take really long pauses when I would be producing for him. And you'd go out in the hallway and the dead air light would be going off. He would take like 15-second pause. I'm like, did I miss a break? Am I like not paying attention? What the hell's going on here? All right, Ray, do you expect Cam Hayward to talk today, A, to practice today, B, to play on Sunday, C?
I expect him to play on Sunday, Adam. I'm not banking on him talking today, but it would be nice. We've been trying to get Adam for a week or so. You know, in terms of practice participation, he was a guy who would really sit a lot early in weeks, and then he'd always be out there by Thursday or Friday. So I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to practice today. But, yeah, hopefully Cam talks. I mean, he talked on his podcast. Why wouldn't he want to talk to the guys who cover the team?
If he doesn't play, let's say he doesn't play on Sunday, are you worried about this defense against the Jets? Are you worried about Justin Fields against this front of the Steelers?
Heck, yeah, if he doesn't play because – Derek Harmon's not going to play, and then you're talking about starting Keanu Benton, Isaiah Loudermilk, and probably Y.A. Black. So, yeah, that would not be an ideal situation. I mean, I'm sure that's not the reason Cam is going to play. I think he's going to play because, Dorn, he's a team captain. You know, I think he values what he has meant to the Steelers over the years. And I think deep down he realizes – that if he sat out into a season, the damage that it would do long-term to his reputation here. You know, there's only a handful of guys who have done this with the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell was one. I think we all know how he's viewed. Mike Merriweather was another. Merriweather was traded to the Vikings. So it doesn't happen often. That's why I'm confident Cam will play. And I think that's why Mike Tomlin was confident yesterday. I'm sure Mike knows what's going on behind the scenes more than we do.
Do you think he's going to play because they're going to pay him, or do you think he's just going to say, hey, it's my reputation like you just alluded to and realize yeah. I'll take the L on this one, but let's get out there and play some football?
Yeah, I mean, he might take an L on it, or they might quietly throw some money his way. That remains to be seen, but I think you guys know they're not going to tear up a contract and give him a new contract with 2 years left. The bare minimum they would do is what they did for AB a couple years ago, and that's advanced him a little bit of that March roster bonus.
Ray, what would worry you more, the defense looking bad on Sunday or the offense looking bad on Sunday?
Defense looking bad because, Doran, this is the way the Steelers are built. They're spending, I think it's the fourth year in a row, they're spending more money on their defense than anyone else in the National Football League. I looked it up the other day. They are spending $17 million more on their defense than any other team in the NFL. They're really going against the grain in terms of team building. And I understand a lot of that has to do with, you know, they're not paying their quarterback and, you know, they've drafted well on defense and they've given those guys second contracts. I get that's part of it, but they are built different than a lot of other teams that are competing for the playoffs. So I think that's a big part of it. And, for that reason, I think I would be – the alarm bells would go off for me, Doran, if the defense did not look good on Sunday.
Mike Tomlin said that the decision for Justin Fields not to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, again, was mutual. You buying what Tomlin's selling?
I think it was mutual in the way that Justin Fields didn't want to play for what the Steelers were willing to pay him. So if you want to consider that mutual, I kind of know what Mike was getting at. They wanted Justin at a certain price, and they were not willing to go over that price for what, you know, they thought was a bridge quarterback. So, you know, in the end, they got the bridge quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. They're paying him less than what they would have paid Justin Fields. Now the only question is, will they be better off with Aaron Rodgers than they were with Justin Fields? There's really no way of knowing that, but the only way you could actually measure that is if they win a playoff game, excuse me, in January. And if they do that, I think it'll be a good deal.
Right, take a break there. Just maybe grab a lozenge, a little drink of coffee good. Or some tea. Ray, Mike Tomlin expressed some confidence in the wide receiver room. So we'll ask you again, are you buying that or do you think that's hogwash?
Well, you know, I do believe that they really like Roman Wilson. He had a good camp. And I think they believe in Calvin Austin too, but there's something to be said, guys, for having been there and done that in the NFL. And neither of those guys have really done that over the long haul. You know, Calvin had a nice year last year, but, you know, it wasn't anything that, you know, he's done consistently over the course of his career. And Roman just, you know, he was on IR. He had no way of proving that because he was injured last year. So I get their confidence level in both guys. I think both of those guys can have roles within this offense, but until they go out there and do it consistently, I think there's going to be a lot of questions. And quite honestly, I think there should be, because those guys have a lot to prove.
Ray, do you think 13 personnel will be their main personnel this season with three tight ends?
I don't think it'll be their main personnel, but I think we're going to see it a lot. I think you're going to see Darnell Washington out there with either Pat or Jonnu Smith. And then I think you'll see, obviously, Pat Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith on the field a lot. And that'll be, obviously, passing situations when Darnell's not in there. You know, they're going to sprinkle in the H-back a little bit with Connor Hayward. They've shown an affinity for using him. So, you know, he'll certainly be a part of things too. But, yeah, if I had to put a percentage on it, I still think 12 will be their dominant personnel group. But I think 13 will be pretty close behind. And I think they're certainly going to use that when they want to go four-minute offense if they get a lead to try to wear some football teams down in the second half.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. It certainly sounds like Jaylen Warren's going to get run and run often early. So his career high in carries, I believe, is 15, over under 15 carries for Jaylen Warren on Sunday.
Yeah, see, I think they're going to get a lead in this game, and I think they're going to be in a position to run the ball. So I will go over for the first game. But I think Kenneth Gainwell being RB2 on the depth chart means something. I think he's going to get a few carries, and I think Caleb Johnson, if the situation is right, I think they'll also sprinkle him in there as well. But I think you're right, Adam. I think a healthy dose of Jaylen Warren in game one is warranted. He's been a productive back in the past, and I think they want to see how he looks as RB1.
Ray, do you think this is a make-or-break year for Terrell Austin?
Listen, there's a ton of pressure, not only on Terrell Austin, but Mike Tomlin for the comments that he made earlier this summer about this defense potentially doing historic things. And, you know, Mike later clarified that, he said that because he wanted to place high expectations on this defense because he believes in this defense. And you look at the way last season ended with that 5-game losing streak, the way they really hemorrhaged yards and points to their final five opponents. Yeah, the pressure is going to be on Terrell Austin, and of course, it's going to be on Mike Tomlin to produce better results. So, yeah, 100%. I think Austin's going into the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, definitely pressure is on.
Ray, give us a predicted stat line on Rodgers for this Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be low scoring, guys. I don't think.
So does Vegas, by the way.
What's the over under?
Last I saw was 38.5 if it hasn't moved.
Yeah, that is a low number. I'll say 14 for 21 for $1.80 and a touchdown.
No turnovers?
Yeah, no turnovers.
I'd take that.
I think they'll play a clean, efficient game. They'll lean on their defense, and I think they'll try to get the offense going week by week. I think that's the formula that they want to lay out there early in the season.
Raymond, this was illuminating. This was wonderful. We'll do it again next Wednesday, and we'll have a football game to talk about. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Clear that throat. I mean, lozenge. I've been into the ginger water. Get these ginger cubes, put them in the water, hot water with a little bit of a lemon in there.
Good for your stomach.
It is, and supposedly for inflammation for your joints, the ginger.
Yeah.
Doesn't dissolve fully, though, so it gets pretty nasty there at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger beer?
I don't know that I've ever been a big ginger beer guy. I do like a good ginger ale.
Ginger ale is very good.
Love ginger ale.
Fruit splash.
Yes.